Blog Talk Radio.
Support with many of those people with the arts and to their name. But Michelle, what about the larger question about the internet? Because we don't.
Hey, good morning, everyone. This is P.S. Cavadol broadcasting live from New York City on U.S. News Daily Radio. And I hope everybody's having a great day so far. It's a little rainy and dreary and dab and humid out there today. And they're calling for rain, I guess, most of the day. Today's topic is security in movie theaters. The reason why I think this is concerning is because I've been in the movie theaters where there's no security at all during the week. You know, back in the day, you should buy your ticket. You used to be somebody that would buy, that'd be there always to rent your ticket. Now, there's movie theaters in New Jersey especially that I've been to that don't have anybody at the door at all during the week. And very sparsely during the weekend. In today's environment, with all the crazy stuff going on, I personally don't feel safe. Anybody can just walk into this place, and a lot of times people just do walk in without paying. You know, they go hee hee ha ha. You know, that's pretty much it. But then, once in a while, you get a suspicious guy with a humongous backpack or a guy that's just working around. And, you know, it could be nothing, could be something. Hopefully, it's nothing. But the point is, after the shootings in Colorado back, I guess it was like 2012, something like that, they were all tight about security and stuff like this. And as time went by, especially this one certain chain, which is Regal Entertainment Group, second largest in the country now. They dropped down from the number one spot now down to the number two spot, and AMC apparently is number one now. We're going to try calling AMC in a few minutes here to see if we can talk to somebody about their security protocols and that type of thing, and see what, you know, if they, you know, has somebody at their door post all the time, or who we can contact to talk to about that. If we can't find anybody this morning or even open yet. But the point is, with all the crazy stuff going on in the world, especially the knockdown over in Spain yesterday, the concept to save money, and that's what it comes down to, with this one movie theater chain, they just want to save money. I'll give an example. I actually went into one of their theaters yesterday. You know, as you all know, when you go into a movie theater, prices are pretty crazy and stuff like that, because that's how they make their money in their concession stand or whatever. And they sell monsters, you know, cans of Monster energy drinks, like you buy at ShopRite or Acme or AMP or whatever grocery store you have or convenience store for $2, maybe at the most $3. Well, I walked in there. First off, I don't know why you would have energy drinks in a movie theater to begin with. It makes no sense to me at all. Because don't you want to relax? You have to have an energy drink. They're going to get all fired up and down the seat and that type of thing. Why would you want to do that? That makes no sense to me to begin with. But the thing is, they're charging over $5 a can for this crap. Yeah, that's another thing, too. Crap is key here. You know, you go to these movie theaters and stuff like this. It's 2017. Everybody talks about health, nutrition, health, nutrition, health, nutrition. But what do they sell you? Oversized cups of soda. Not only for yourself, but for your kid. Everybody talks about diabetes and too much sugar in your system and stuff like this. Then you got these clowns promoting obesity, clogged arteries, diabetes. And most of these people, when you see these large sodas, they get refills. And they spend $8 on these places for a large soda. It's insane. You're basically buying a cup. The soda costs like 2 cents. In some places, like soda companies give the soda away and just, you know, whatever like that in some cases. But that's here or there. But back to what we were saying, we're going to try to call AMC now and see what their stance is on with security and ripping tickets and that type of thing. Hang on, let's see if we can reach them. I'm going to dial the number now. All right, we're going to call these guys now. It's real.
Thank you for calling AMC Stubbs Customer Service. If you are contacting us because you did not receive AMC Stubbs credit for a purchase at one of our theaters, please press 1. For all other AMC Stubbs matters, please choose one of the following. If you are an AMC Stubbs Premier member, please press 2. If you are an AMC Stubbs Insider member, please press 3. If you do not know your membership type or do not currently have an active membership, please stay on the line. You can also visit us online by going to www.amctheaters.com/AMC Stubbs. That's www.amctheaters.com/AMCSTUBS and clicking about AMC, then contact us from the menu provided. For quality assurance purposes, this call may be recorded. For faster service, please have your AMC Stubbs account number ready. You can also visit us online by going to www.amctheaters.com/AMC Stubbs. That's www.amctheaters.com/AMCSTUBS and clicking about AMC, then contact us from the menu provided.
Thank you for calling AMC Stubbs Guest Service. This is Karina. How may I help you?
Oh, well, I guess we're too early to call. Maybe we'll try back at a later date on a different show and try to reach out to them. But again, you know, it's a concern. I think that everybody needs to follow up on, you know, and let these people know that you don't feel safe and there's not enough security in these places. I know one theater has a sad thing to say that they have police, off-duty police officers, and some, maybe in some cases, on-duty police officers in these theaters and stuff controlling the hallways, which is pretty crazy too. But, you know, I think it's something definitely to look into. But that's pretty much it for right now at AMPM News. We'll see you here again next week, if not sooner. Have a great day.